prayer, may they forget the channel, seeing only Him. May we declare the word and may they see Christ. Go back with me to Acts chapter 5. I have a message for us tonight. All of us. I have a very simple message. Simple, simple message. This message is for the unbeliever. The unbeliever who has never known who the high and holy and true God of Scripture is. The unbeliever who has no interest, zero interest, no concern. This message is for the religionist who has followed the word of man instead of the word of Christ. Heard a man, bless his heart, bless the hearer's heart, heard a man say something that wasn't true, and believed him, and did not search the Scriptures and try the spirits, the deceived religionist. This message is for the babe in Christ. The babe in Christ who's scared and full of doubt, full of anxiousness, weak. And this message is for every believer, every single believer who walks this life with trials. And we all do. Man, we all do. Trials and stresses. And we all have them. Sorrows. We all have them. Burdens. We all have them. Who walks this life in the flesh. Every believer who's walking this life in the flesh. That's all of us in this world. Verse 29 says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Unbeliever, we ought to obey God rather than men. The end of this life is coming quick. It's coming fast. It's approaching fast. And we're going to go stand before a holy God. And He has given us His commandment right now. And we ought to obey God. You know that? Religionist, we ought to obey God rather than men. Men are so set. They're just so set on their doctrine, set on their belief. They have no scriptural support, foundation. We ought to obey God rather than men. Babe in Christ, we ought to obey God. And we're about to see what He's said. Fellow believer, let's be reminded one more time. We ought to obey God rather than men. We ought to obey God. My prayer is that this will be truthful and very helpful. Very helpful. Verse 29 says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. That was a bold statement to me. You read that and it's like, stop right there. That sunk in. That just sunk in. It just stood out. We ought to obey God rather than men. That needs no explaining. Literally, we ought to obey God rather than men. You don't have to explain that. But if we're going to do that, we need to ask two questions. The first one is, who is God? And the second one is, what did He say? If we're going to obey God, who is God? And what did he say? Verse 30 says, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus." Raised him up from the womb of a virgin. Raised him up in a carpenter's shop. That's amazing to me. I've thought so many times, you know, we have what the Lord, when he was born, him in the temple at 12 years old, and he began his ministry at 30. And I thought so many times, what did he do? I know if the books were written, the world couldn't contain them. But he was a carpenter for 20-something years. That's amazing. He was a good one, too. He was a good one. He worked 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. I have no room to complain until I at least pass 72 hours a week. You know that? He was a good one. Faithful. Raised him up to bring the gospel. Raised him up to bring the gospel. The law was given by Moses. All that time went by. All those men, God raised up Moses, and he raised up all those men. And the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ was never raised up, we would not have grace. You know that? We wouldn't have any grace. Grace and truth. Raised him up to bring deliverance to the captives. Sight to the blind. Raised him up to set the prisoners of sin free. Raised him up on a cross. The God of our fathers raised him up an offering to God. Raised him up instead of his people. Verse 30 says, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince, the prince of peace, the prince of life, and a savior." He said, "I'm a just God, but I'm a savior. A prince and a savior for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." Obey him. Who's he talking about? Jesus Christ. God. God. "In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." God. God said, "A body hast thou prepared me." God. The God. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Who died on that cross? God. The God-man. He and his Father are one God. God. We ought to obey God. You know that? We ought to obey God. Who is God? Go with me over to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 20 says, "And we know that the Son of God is come." And I want to say this. I've said this before, but this is such a help. It was a help to me to understand the God-man. The Son of God, our God, is three persons. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. One God, three persons. And every natural man thinks of this God in three persons in a vertical line. God the Father, God the Son, And so, sad to say, God the Spirit, right? But that's not how it is. He thought it not robbery to be equal with the Father. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. These three are one. He is the Father of God. He is the Son of God. And He is the Spirit of God. But it's not God's Son. It's the Son of God. All right? So verse 20 says, "And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true." Who is true? Christ said, "I'm the truth." "And we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and life eternal." Verse 12 says, "He that hath the Son hath life." Why? Because He's God. That's why He's God. We ought to obey the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to obey the Lord Jesus Christ because He's God. Every soul on this earth ought to obey the Lord Jesus Christ because He is God. Every single soul. All right, well, what did He say? What did He say? Turn with me over to Romans 10. Romans 10, and look at verse 16. "But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report?" How do we obey God? How do we obey His gospel? We believe His report. We believe His report. We ought to believe God. We ought to believe God. We ought to believe what God has said concerning His gospel. This is what He said. Salvation is of the Lord. We ought to believe that. And then there ought to be a period at the end of that. Period. We ought to believe what God has said concerning Christ and Him crucified. His blood is all that God requires to pay the debt of my sin. You know that? That's it. He shed His blood. It is finished. And God is satisfied. Dear religionist, let's not add anything to that. And let's not take anything from that. We ought to believe God. No buts about it. We ought to believe God. Well, yeah, but I know that, but no buts about it. We ought to believe God. Go with me over to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2, verse 10 says, "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow." We ought to obey God. Every knee should bow. And the reason is because every knee is going to bow. Every knee is going to bow. If God does not cause us to bend the knee now, He is going to break the knee in judgment. But every knee will bow. every single knee will bow. We ought to obey God. We ought to bow to the King. Bow to the High King. Verse 10 says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Dear unbeliever, we ought to obey God. Unbeliever, it breaks my heart to see people who have no interest. It breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart to see people who have no interest. We ought to obey God. We ought to obey God. Turn with me over to Psalm chapter 2. Psalm chapter 2, verse 11 says, serve the Lord with fear. With fear. And rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. People go through this life with no fear of God. No fear of God. No trembling. We do rejoice. We do have great joy, don't we? But it's with trembling, isn't it? It's in Christ. We have great joy begging to be in Christ, pleading to be in Christ. Because outside of Christ, we understand there's no joy. None whatsoever. We fear God. We fear God. And who is God? Jesus Christ. We fear God and we run to God for mercy. Jesus Christ is the one who's going to judge this world. He is the one who's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Never knew you. Be cast into outer darkness. Every soul on this earth must bow. Every soul on this earth must confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And every soul on this earth must kiss the feet of the Son of God, begging for mercy. Begging for mercy. His beautiful feet. What a privilege it is to kiss the feet of the Son of God. What an honor that thought is, to be able to come to the Son of God, to be able to approach the throne of God and bow and kiss the feet of the Holy King. We ought to obey God. Now this next one is for me. This one is for me. I told you that this message is for all of us. Every one of us here. And this next part is for me. A babe in Christ. Just a babe in Christ. I have so much growing in grace to do. I have so much growing in grace to do. This is for all of us babes. Go with me over to Matthew 6. Matthew 6. I heard a man tell a true preacher one time, I want you to preach on practical Christian living. He said, that's what I want to hear. Practical Christian living. All right, here you go. Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, and I say this, I know I'm continuing with the message, the theme of the message, the verse of Scripture, but I am being very serious. We ought to obey God. Babes in Christ, we ought to obey God. We really should. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. There's a lot of things that go through this mind. You know that? A lot of doubts, a lot of fears, really. Whatever it is that we think we lack, and we do think we lack, whatever it is that we think we lack, necessities for this life, necessities for the life to come, salvation. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Who is the righteousness of God? It's Christ. Seek Christ. Seek Christ. Whatever it is, seek Christ. Whatever it is, seek Christ. Something, everybody has something. Seek Christ. Seek his word. Seek him in his word. Seek him in prayer. Seek him in hearing the gospel. Seek Christ and his kingdom, his people. The good of his kingdom and the fellowship of his kingdom. So much good comes from the fellowship of his kingdom. So much good. Seek Christ and his kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. All these things will be added to you. I couldn't help but think about all of us who have moved lately. I mean, you want to see things added to you? Move. Really? All, and they are just things. They are just things. I mean, even if it is things or if it's events or whatever it is, seek ye first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and his righteousness. And all of that stuff will be taken care of. Every single bit of it will be taken care of. The point being, we ought to obey God. We really should. We just ought to obey God. That's what he said. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Verse 25, right here in Matthew 6, he said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. How seriously can we take our Lord on that? Take no thought for your life. What you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on, is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? So don't worry about showing up to work and don't work hard and don't... No, he didn't say that. He just said, take no thought for your life. Seek Christ. Just seek Christ instead. Verse 26, he said, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And let me tell you how that applies the most. Spiritually. Seek Christ. Seek Christ. I want to grow. I am a babe in Christ. Here I stand, and I do want to grow in grace. But I cannot add one cubit to my stature. I've got to seek Christ. Verse 28, he said, why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. That's our Lord speaking. We ought to obey God. You know that? We really should. You have any idea how worried about tomorrow we are? I'm worried about whether or not we're going to get carpet before the conference. We ought to obey God. Jehovah Jireh, right? The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. He's provided everything we need for eternal life. He's going to provide everything we need for physical life. Every single thing. Go to Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 25 says, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. If the blood of Christ is on you, it's never coming off. It has stained you. And you will not be forsaken. And never seen his seed begging bread. Never. The Lord will provide. Let's believe his word. Let's bow the knee. Let's kiss the Son. Let's obey God. All right? Now, for every believer who walks this life, it is a life of trials. Our Lord said that they would keep coming, and they will. Stresses, burdens, sorrows, they're going to keep coming. You're going to have an up day and then 10 down days. And then God in mercy will give you an up day and you'll just be lost for a while. They're going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming. As long as this flesh is around, they're going to keep coming. So as a reminder, for our comfort, turn with me to Psalm 55. Psalm 55, verse 22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. We carry these burdens around with us. We carry these sorrows around with us. And what we ought to do is obey God and cast every one of them on our Lord Jesus Christ. Every single one of them. In the story Pilgrim's Progress, Pilgrim was carrying a burden. He was hunched over, carrying a burden, trying to get out of a city that was going to be destroyed. And he was pointed to the way, and he went through the straight and narrow gate. And he's going down the way, and he comes. The first thing he came to was the cross. And it says he got to the cross, and as soon as he looked up to the cross, the burden just fell off. Put it there. Put it there. Whatever's going to come for me tomorrow, you know what? Christ died for me. And whatever this burden is, he's my God. And he's in control. He will not leave me. He will protect me. And everything he does is for the purpose of my good. Cast it there and leave it there. Peter said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Our Lord, the God of heaven, said, will forever be one of my favorite verses. It just speaks to my soul. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. We ought to obey God. You know that? We ought to obey God. We carry the burden for so many things that we don't have the answer to. We cannot fix. He has the answer. We ought to obey God. We ought to enter into that rest. Just enter into that rest. We ought to believe His word, which I gladly want to do. We ought to bow the knee, which we gladly want to do. Is there anything that makes you happier than thinking about bowing the knee to the King of Kings? We ought to kiss the Son, which we gladly want to do. We ought to seek His righteousness. And we ought to leave every single thing in His hands. Every single thing. That's what He said to do. And we ought to obey God. By God's grace, we will. Lord, cause us to. Cause us to obey our God. All right, let's stand together.